First off, good afternoon. As many of you reported, we've had agreed to terms with Stephen Matz. However, this will make it official. So that's the exciting news. We're excited to bring Stephen to St. Louis with his wife, Taylor. We really believe that this is an ideal fit for the St. Louis Cardinals. And I want to touch on that a little bit. But I'd first like to just thank Stephen through this process, as well as Mike Gersh, his two agents, Rob Martin and Matt Cormier. As we began the free agent process, and when that opened, our focus was definitely on starting pitching. And as you can imagine, we spoke to a lot of different players and agents, and ultimately, why did we decide to focus on Steve? So just a couple points here. One is, we think he's a really good pitcher. Two, he's left-handed. Three, he throws strikes. Four, we think he'll take advantage of our defense and our ballpark. Five, we think he's a winner. And six, he's a good person. And so that led us to where we are today. And then the how. As you can imagine, right now it seems like the free agent market is at a fever pitch. And I think a lot of this is a function of perhaps uncertainty. But the good news is we were able to come together. We're excited about what our rotation looks like, and we really believe like Steven will be a great fit for us moving forward. And at this point, I would like to turn this over to Steven, but as you can see, we really feel like going into 2022, we have strengthened our rotation, and feel he'll be a great anchor to that. So thank you. Steven?
Thank you, Mo. Yeah, I'm extremely excited. I felt the same way. The free agency process was a lot of fun for me, learning about different teams and taking, different Zoom calls and kind of dreaming where you're going to spend the next few years. And the Cardinals just felt like a great fit ultimately, and an extremely exciting team with an incredible defense. The thought of throwing to Yadier Molina is, extremely exciting. And so, I'm extremely excited. Some of the best fans in baseball I know firsthand from pitching there. Once I made the decision, I got a lot of texts and calls from different guys and, across the game, everyone just says what a great organization that is and what a great fan base. And so that just validated it even more for me. And so I'm just extremely excited, and, I can't wait to get going.
Thanks, Stephen. Congratulations and welcome. At this point, we'll take your questions. Again, reminder, use your raise hand function, and we'll get started with that. And looks like we've got our first question from Randy Carricker of ESPN 101 in St. Louis.
Hi, Stephen, and welcome. As you did your due diligence here with the Cardinals and with other teams, like you said, this kind of felt like home, but what put the Cardinals over the top for you in the competition for your services?
One thing I've always really admired, the Cardinals organization from afar, the famous Cardinal way. I've always really admired the way they did things and that. And so, that right off the bat, being able to throw to an incredible catcher in Yadier Molina is, something that also goes into the process. The team they have, the incredible defense, the run they went on last year, the excitement of the fans, the great ballpark. I mean, these are all things that, you start to think about. And, I feel extremely blessed that I was able to have, to make a decision. This is kind of the point you want to get to in your career. And so, those are all the things, not to mention that it's only a short drive from my home in Tennessee where I live. And so ultimately all those things together, just as Mo said, for me, it just felt like a really good fit.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Stephen, nice to meet you. When you take a look at the success that some of the left-handers the Cardinals acquired last season were able to have in front of this defense and throwing Yadier Molina, as you mentioned, is that a motivator? Is that a tool maybe that pushes you in the direction when you look at the success the guys like John Lester and Jay Happ had last season coming over to the Cardinals and taking advantage of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see when those two guys came in last year, you see what the supportive staff, you know, Mad Dog, the pitching coach, and everybody was able to, you know, really maximize that, as well as, you know, the great defense behind. So those are definitely things, you know, you want to go somewhere where, you know, you can also, you know, the advice I got is trying to pick a place that will also set you up for success. And, you know, after a meeting with, you know, a lot of the staff there, I really felt like also that they would help me take my game to the next level. And so in seeing that, you know, with what they did last year, although those guys have had incredible careers, but just to see them come in and help them win like they did, I think that's something that I felt they can also do for me.
Benjamin Hockman, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Stephen. Two-part question. One, did I read this correctly that you grew up a New York Mets fan?
Yes.
Okay. So the follow-up question would be, do you have any anecdotes you can share, any memories you can share from 2006, Game 7 of the NLCS, when your new teammate, Adam Wainwright, probably broke your heart or at least some family members' hearts with that strikeout to Beltran. Oh, and your new catcher caught the pitch.
Yeah, you know, for me, I was such a fan of the game. I was more, you know, being from New York, my family was really, you know, more Mets fans to say. I was kind of by default. So, you know, I do remember that series specifically. I think I might even went to one of the playoff games during that time. But I was such a fan of the game. But yeah, I did definitely remember that curveball that Waino threw, you know, and that's, you know, I got to watch that and watch what, you know, the great Cardinals organization has been able to do for the past decade, you know, firsthand. So
I guess to finish, tie a bow on that, Adam Wainwright, can you just describe, I guess, would it be your excitement to get to know him on a daily basis and the role he could have in your life as a teammate and a friend and maybe even a mentor?
Absolutely. You know, I've had a ton of respect for him, you know, not only what he does on the field, but what he does off the field, and getting to watch that and getting to know him a little bit as well. But definitely, I can't wait to pick his brain. He's been doing this for a long time. He's had a lot of success specifically in this ballpark and on this team and in the postseason, which is, you know, hopefully where we'll be for the next few years to come. So I can't wait to pick his brain and learn from him. Definitely.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
I have two questions, and I'll direct the first one to you, Stephen. Hi, I'm Katie. It's nice to virtually meet you. When you touched on this a little bit, but when you think about the defense that you're going to be pitching in front of that has five gold gloves, having such a sound defense in an organization that has been known fundamentally to have such a strong defense, what does that do to help a pitcher, especially one that's new into this organization?
Yeah, I think that gives you incredible confidence to, you know, just attack hitters. And when you can have, you know, trust in the guys behind you, you know, I think it just gives you more confidence, which leads to more conviction in your pitches and, you know, ultimately, which leads to more success. So, you know, I'm really excited to have those guys behind me, to say the least.
Thanks. Second one is for you, Mo. During the GM meetings, you were very clear that starting pitching, especially identifying the qualities that kind of fit Steven's prototype, was what you were looking for. How important was it for you to identify Steven as your guy and then get this deal done as quickly as you did?
Well, the pace of it, as I mentioned, was something I think that really wasn't dictated by us, but the fact that it is done is sort of a little bit of a relief, as you can imagine. But in terms of really identifying who we were focused on, obviously Steven was someone that we thought of early on in the process and really just wanted to explore the market, because when you have that opportunity, just as a player, the team also has the ability to see what's out there and how that might work for them. But, you know, I think the good news for us prior to Thanksgiving, we were able to have a meeting of the minds and come to an agreement, and you know, we were able to get the physical completed yesterday, and that's why we're here today. So I think it's a great match, and just looking forward to getting to see him put on that uniform.
Thank you both.
Zach Silber, MLB.com.
Hey, Stephen, congrats on the deal. I'm just curious kind of what you've looked at your career to date, sort of the evolution it's taken, and specifically what last year you felt like was really working for you and kind of putting you in a position to hopefully build off of.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, over the years, it's been, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs throughout the career. And I would say the last, you know, 3 years or 4 years, I really started to get an identity of who I am as a pitcher, especially last year. You know, I do give a lot of credit to the Blue Jays and Pete Walker over there. They, you know, to give me that opportunity to bring me to this point, you know, I'm extremely grateful. And he did help me a lot over there, really find that identity. But I think that's the biggest thing is finding that identity as far as all the way from nutrition to strength training to, you know, throwing bullpens to all the way to making pitches. And so I think that's the biggest thing. And I continue to try to hone in on that. And I believe that, you know, the staff over there in St. Louis is going to continue to help me. And I believe, you know, in them a lot. And so I'm excited about that relationship there as well.
Derek Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Stephen, nice to meet you virtually here. Look forward to meeting you in person at some point in time. You went out to the GM meetings, and I'm just wondering if that was part of your interest in, or if that was a representative of you wanting to move fast on a deal or at least get some accelerated talks to have a deal done at this time.
Definitely so. You know, with the kind of the situation that we have looming with us here, definitely, you know, talking with my wife, Taylor, and we wanted to kind of have some certainty on where we're going to be. And so ultimately, you know, it kind of worked out that I was in San Diego. My wife's a musician and she was playing some shows out there. And so, you know, it just kind of worked out good. And so, ultimately, you know, that was definitely like, hey, we definitely want to have some certainty. And so I think that was a good opportunity to kind of move the ball forward with that.
What shows was she playing, if I may ask?
She's a Christian artist. So her brother and her sister are in a band called Kane. And they had a show in Oceanside, California. And I can't remember the other place, but they played a lot of shows this year. So they all run together.
Yeah, so you had meetings during the day with GMs and then would go to a concert at night. Is that how that
Yeah, works? Exactly.
That's very cool. Hey, I wanted to also ask you about your time there with Toronto and the pitching coach there, Pete Walker. Your second half, particularly like the last, 11 starts or a month and a half, you seemed to find a rhythm, maybe even a place on the mound. What kind of adjustments did you make and how much did that kind of relate to maybe pitch sequencing, pitch use, the slider, for example, just everything seemed to get more effective.
Yeah, I think, you know, I touched on a little bit earlier and it's just really finding that identity. And, you know, once you have that and that conviction in your pitches and, you know, like I said, Pete Walker helped me a lot through that last season. You know, I think that's ultimately what helped me is just believing in, you know, in your stuff and what you have and, you know, not trying to recreate the wheel every time something goes wrong. And so I think that was the biggest thing for me, you know, is just keep pressing forward and trusting the stuff and having the conviction in what you got. So
I guess I wondered if there was some other kind of physical change or if there was some kind of like maybe more judicious use of the slider in there, if something specific that you guys worked on.
You know, for me, the bread and butter was the fastball changeup. And I would say the main thing that I was focused on is just taking that changeup and thinking location more so than trying to trick the hitter, you know, by changing speeds. And so I feel like when I had that going, everything else was gravy on top. And so that was the biggest thing that I can put my finger on.
And you mentioned Tennessee. Do you still live in the Nashville area? Or do you live in Nashville proper?
I live in Franklin, Tennessee, so it's just a little bit south of Nashville.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Stephen. You're
welcome. Rain, St. Louis Sports Pages.
Hey, Stephen, a couple of things. I know that you only had a couple of career starts at Busch Stadium. That's been a few years ago, but do you remember those games? And what do you think about pitching at that ballpark specifically and with that defense behind you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely remember, you know, obviously the fans, incredible fans. You know, I can't remember if we were midweek or weekend there, but I just remember it had a great atmosphere, and it was something that I was excited to to play just because the Cardinals organization, you know, in my, you know, young adult life, they are always winning. And so it was one of those, you know, things where it felt really cool to step on the field and pitch there.
Okay. Do we have any additional questions for Steven or Mo?